worship. Leaving out of here worshiping. That's the way it ought to be. What a way to go. Worshiped in front of his son Joseph. Worship in front of his two grandchildren that had been born in Egypt. Including them in the economy of God. Our children ought to see us worship. And our grandchildren ought to see it. It ought to be something we do till we leave out of here. They're going to sing for us. You worship. Amen. Sing.
Today I faced a mountain. Once again it seemed so tall. I tried to climb, though it seemed I'd surely fall. So I knelt and called on Jesus, and once again I felt his presence. His hand of mercy lifted me just in time. So I want to thank him, and I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, he's given victory one more time. Was low when the river was wide. So I want to thank him, and I want to praise him one more time. Looking back upon this journey since the day that I first met him, many times his love rescued me once again. I want to praise him. I'll stand to praise him for all his blessings. Yes, he has been so good to me. Oh, I want to thank him, and I want to praise. Grace has been sufficient, and like before, he's given victory one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low, when the river was wide. So I want to thank him, and I want to praise him. One more time, I want to thank him, and I want to praise him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, he's given victory one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low, when the river was wide. So I want to thank him, and I want to praise him one more time. He was always standing by my side when the valley was low, when the river was wide. So I
Now, ain't that a blessing? I know you ain't going to believe this, but I don't care. It don't make no difference. I called on them to Lent just turned to them. I said, y'all be ready to sing. And in my heart, that's the very song I want them to sing. You may not believe that, and it really don't make no difference to me. I just know that it's real. Isn't it good when people are sensitive to the Holy Ghost? And we ought to worship Him and honor Him and praise Him. You say, preacher, how do you do that? Well, you can lift your hands to Him. You can do it like this, or you can do it like that. When you do it like this, you're expressing your dependence on Him. That what comes from above is what you need. But when you do like this, you're saying, Lord, I can't live without You. I gotta have You. I want You to hold me. When your children come up to you and they reach out their hands, they're tired and they're weary. They want You to hold them. Oh, I want Him to hold me sometimes. I need Him to hold me just to let me know I'm His and He's mine. Bless His name. I realize the man of God preached on the corn, but have you ever seen corn when it's dry? Have you ever seen corn when it's dry? You would think those blades would fall toward the ground, but they don't do that. When they get dry, you know what they do? They circle around and circle around and circle around, and they reach up and they're saying, Lord, I need some rain. I need some water. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Sing it, little Lord.
I thank Him, and I want to praise Him. His grace has been sufficient, and like before, He's given victory one more time. Was low.